The Saudi foreign minister has denounced as aggressive a statement by Iran, which had accused Bahrain of stoking tensions in the region. Abul Jaber made the comment at a joint news conference with EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini. He said the remarks were unacceptable for his country. Now, the reaction came after Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman Marzieh Afram rejected a claim by Manama accusing Tehran of involvement in smuggling arms to the tiny kingdom. She said Bahrain is seeking to destabilize the region through such accusations. Afram also called on Manama to pay attention to the root causes of its problems instead. Saudi Arabia has been playing a key role in the crackdown on protesters in Bahrain since February of 2011. In another front, Riyadh also started its deadly war on Yemen in late March, which has resulted in a massive civilian death toll and still continues to claim lives in the impoverished nation. Crossing over to Washington, D.C., joined by the director of IGA, Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you make of these comments coming out of Riyadh claiming that Iran is actually trying to cause more problem and to try to destabilize the region?
Well, if you look at the region, you would see that who's waging the war in the region. It is the Saudi led coalition that has killed 4,000 Yemenis so far, if not more. It is the Saudi army that has invaded Bahrain. It is the Saudi government that invested and financed the coup in Egypt. It is the Saudi government that is sending thousands of ISIS terrorists to Syria and Iraq. So in terms of reality, Adel Jubeir's statement fits him more than it fits the Iranian government. The Saudis feel very upset, and a sense of frustration is really characterizing their statements vis-a-vis Iran, because after the nuclear deal was achieved, the Saudis feel unable to counter any Iranian influence, a natural influence, I would call it, in the region. So they are expressing themselves in angry statements.
And with the situation that is taking place, as you've pointed out, as far as Saudi being very aggressive and involved in several countries in the region, why do you think they choose at this time to actually try to point the finger at Iran when actually perhaps a lot more attention should be put on them? And yet we see nothing from the so-called international community to actually condemn the Saudis' aggressive acts.
Well, this is very deflective statements in order to, then they are preempting the discussion by introducing Iran as the evil doer in the region. And I think that is intentional with Federica, who is her first visit to Saudi Arabia. So there is an attempt to shaping the narrative, the discussion between the Saudis and the EU on the region. So I think that is what the Saudis have always done. They introduce an issue that to distract from the issues that they should discuss with the Europeans or the Americans. And Iran is a very convenient issue for them to introduce every time that they meet with the Western leaders.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad, Director IGA out of Washington, D.C.